chime of the clock makes us remember that now is the time when good government is desperately needed. Now is the time to remember that Lyndon B. Johnson is the man you want for your senator. Lyndon Johnson, a name to remember at the time you vote. Yes, Lyndon Johnson is the name to remember for your senator. A war veteran, aggressive, courageous, the man of the times whom you'll need at the time when the future of our country must be guaranteed. Don't forget, at the right time, Lyndon Johnson.
This is Lyndon Johnson of Johnson City, your candidate for the United States Senate. I've asked you to promote me to the United States Senate tomorrow when you go to the polls. But whether you see fit to promote me or not, let me urge you to be sure to go vote. It's your democratic privilege and duty. This is Lyndon Johnson of Johnson City, your candidate for the United States Senate. The candidate with the vigor, ability, and experience to get your job done.
Time for the following transcribed political broadcast has been paid for at regular commercial rates by friends of Lyndon Johnson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A boy stands in front of his class reciting the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag as he begins another day in a Texas schoolroom. He's a barefoot boy with dangling shirt tails, just one of 1.5 million boys and girls who will go back to school this fall. These are the future citizens of America, the men and women of tomorrow. What kind of a heritage are we going to give them? What will be the future inheritance of the generations of Texas boys and girls to come? What can I do? What can you do to ensure their best possible education and training? The persons best qualified to answer those questions are the 47,000 Texas school teachers. Into their keeping, we trust the task of guiding, inspiring, and shaping the characters of our children. The teachers of Texas plant the seeds of citizenship, which will bear fruit in tomorrow's children. There's been lots of talk about teachers during these recent years. It all adds up to this. Since 1940, 1/3 of the teachers in Texas public schools have turned to other jobs. That's why the people say, we want these problems solved. We want our teachers kept in their profession. Through the magic of radio, we're going to hear how some representative Texas teachers feel about one problem, that of electing the best man Texas can have to fight for teachers and schools. These teachers want you to know why they are supporting Lyndon Johnson for the job of junior senator. Down on the coastal plain lies the metropolis of Houston. Here, back in the early 30s, Lyndon Johnson was a school teacher. There are thousands of school teachers in Houston who remember Johnson. One of them is W.J. Moyes, the principal of Mirabeau B. Lamar High School, one of the largest. This is what W.J. Moyes of Houston, principal of Lamar High School, thinks about Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson served as a teacher in the Houston schools prior to his election to Congress. As a teacher, he was loyal, devoted, and highly efficient. Since he served under me, I had an excellent opportunity to know this man. I found him honest and straightforward, deeply interested in the education of American youth. He believes in federal aid to education with no strings attached to it. If he is elected to the Senate, I feel that the teachers of America can rest assured that they will have in Lyndon Johnson a friend who will not fail them, and one who will ever strive to promote the cause of education. The youth of America can look to him with confidence, secure in the thought that he will do all in his power to provide for them the educational opportunities which a great and powerful nation must make available if it is to retain its leadership among the nations of the earth.
Mr. Moyes has pointed out that Lyndon Johnson is for federal aid to education with no strings attached. The teachers of Texas believe in that. Their official organization is the Texas State Teachers Association. The president of that association is Miss Emma Mae Brotze, who is principal of the Marshall Junior High School. We asked Miss Brotze to tell us the attitude of more than 40,000 members of the organization, and this was her reply. In response to your inquiry concerning the position of the Texas State Teachers Association relative to federal aid for education, I quote Resolution 5 of resolutions adopted by the association in San Antonio, November the 29th, 1947. We affirm our belief in federal aid to education without federal control. One of the outstanding public school educators in Texas lives up on the plains of the Panhandle, Superintendent Charles M. Rogers of the Amarillo Public Schools. Mr. Rogers is a past president of the Texas State Teachers Association, and here are his words.
As a man who has had some experience in working for educational legislation, I heartily endorse Lyndon Johnson for the United States Senate and commend him to all those in Texas who are interested in the improvement of public education. We need in public office men who are interested in education and who have a constructive and progressive program for improvement. Lyndon Johnson has proved that he can get things done. We need a man with a program and with the ability to accomplish things. Lyndon Johnson is such a man. His experience in Washington for 11 years is sufficient evidence of this fact. He believes in the fundamental importance of education for the training of citizenship in a democracy. He not only believes in this, but will use his influence and energies in support of measures for the evidence for the advancement of public education. He is progressive in his thinking. He is aggressive in his efforts to get things done. His judgment is sound. His experience in Washington will place him immediately in a position of power and influence. He is the kind of man that Texas needs in the United States Senate. I heartily commend him.
One of the best-known educators in North Texas lives in the metropolis of Dallas. His name is E.B. Comstock. He's been in the Dallas Public Schools since 1914. And he is now assistant superintendent in charge of high schools. Mr. Comstock says,
I've known Lyndon Johnson for 12 years. I appreciate his high ideals and standards, his youth and ability. I know the high regard schoolmen have for him, that he is the kind of man we want in high public office. I personally would like very much to see him junior senator for the state of Texas.
Down in the spinach and tomato land will tell you that the Wildenthal family has long been among that section's leaders. Miss Mary Wildenthal went back to Cotulla after student days at San Marcos and is today principal of the elementary school. Here's what Miss Wildenthal remembers about one who formerly was a colleague.
Lyndon Johnson taught with me in the Wellhausen School for Latin Americans in Cotulla during 1931. His enthusiasm and untiring energy soon made him a favorite with the Latin American children. On his own initiative, long before federal lunchroom aid, he organized a lunchroom for needy children in the Wellhausen School. He was a friend to all teachers with whom he worked, and his popularity with the youth of the community was overwhelming. In recent years, he has maintained his interest in Wellhausen. He always inquires of its welfare and expresses a great delight to learn that it has reached the standards on a par with the best elementary schools in South Texas.
One of the beautiful old cities is Nacogdoches, and the center of life in Nacogdoches is Stephen F. Austin College. Back in the days when a man could pick up a fumble in a football game and run with it, R.H. Bob Shelton was a great quarterback for the San Marcos Bobcats. Then he became a great coach for the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks. And today, Bob Shelton is still coaching and guiding boys as Dean of Men at Stephen F. Austin. Here is what Bob Shelton says.
Lyndon Johnson and I are graduates of the same school. It's been my privilege to know Lyndon intimately for the past 20 years. He's a friend of the common man and truly the people's candidate. The 10th Congressional District has been fortunate to have him as their congressman. The state will be equally fortunate to have him as their senator. Any man who asks Lyndon Johnson for help will get his attention. It matters not his station in life. I'm glad to wholeheartedly endorse Lyndon for the position of United States Senator from Texas.
For thousands upon thousands of Texans, the memory of their college days is a bright memory of Dr. C.E. Evans. For 31 years, Dr. Evans was president of the Teachers College at San Marcos. Dr. Evans is for Lyndon Johnson. Here are his reasons.
For 13 years, I served in the public schools of Mahaia, Anson, Merkel, and Abilene. For 3 years, in close cooperation with the State Department of Education, I did campaign work for building better schools in Texas. For 31 years as president and 3 years as a teacher, I served the Southwest State Teachers College at San Marcos. Today, I am on the firing line for Texas schools. These 50 years brought me in contact with more than 200,000 teachers, one of whom was Lyndon Johnson, who taught in the public schools of Cotulla, Pearsall, and Houston. Lyndon hitchhiked to San Marcos in 1927 to enroll in college and work his way through. His first job was cutting grass and wheat. During his sophomore, junior, and senior years in college, he served as editor of the college paper and executive secretary to the president of the college. Intensely interested in all school endeavors, Lyndon wrote editorials in the college paper championing the cause of better schools. As an ex-teacher and as a congressman, Lyndon Johnson has always exerted his influence for the improvement of our educational system in Texas.
Capital city of the Edwards Plateau region is the beautiful and modern city of San Angelo. We asked the superintendent of schools at San Angelo about the Senate race. Here are the words of Superintendent Brian Dixon of San Angelo.
I have known Lyndon Johnson since before he was elected to Congress and have followed his career with critical interest. I'm gratified that his record reflects a sound interest in the educational welfare of the children of this state and nation. I was in Washington last week with a group of educators, studying the problems of the public schools, and learned at first hand that Lyndon Johnson is highly regarded as a congressman and as a friend of the public schools by the leaders of educational thought of America. I am sure that teachers of Texas will have in Lyndon Johnson a powerful advocate in the United States Senate.
Those teachers whose words you have heard are only a few of the thousands to whom you, the parents, entrust your most precious possession, your children. Those are only a few of the thousands who believe in Lyndon Johnson, who are working for Lyndon Johnson, and who urge you to enlist with them for a true friend of education in the Senate. Like you, these teachers want every Texas boy and girl to have the chance to live in a peaceful world, to enjoy the blessings of liberty and justice for all. Like you, these teachers want the traditional freedom and opportunity of America preserved. Like you, these teachers want this creed to live in the heart of every school child.
I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic.
From the mountains to the prairies, to the orchards, like the corn, God bless America, my home sweet home.
Time for the preceding transcribed political broadcast has been paid for at regular commercial rates by friends of Lyndon Johnson.